News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned in as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Commencing with Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Krishi Bhavan, New Delhi 11001, announces vacancies for the post of Additional Commissioner Crops at the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare. This position offers a pay scale of level 13 in the pay matrix of 1,23,100 to 2,15,900 and is available on a deputation basis, including short-term contracts. To be eligible, you should either hold a similar position on a regular basis or have 5 years of experience at level 12 in the pay matrix of 78,800 to 2,09,200 rupees. A master's degree in agricultural economics or a related field is required, along with 10 years of experience in food or cash crop production, or a doctorate in a relevant field is desirable. For complete details and the application process, you may kindly visit www.agriwelfare.gov.in under the recruitment section. Make sure to send in your applications through the proper channel within 60 days from the date this ad appears in Employment News. Clearly mark the envelope with the name of the post you are applying for. Send your applications to Shri Umesh Kumar Shah, Under Secretary, Pairs 2, Room Number 37A, Ground Floor, F Wing, Krishi Bhavan, New Delhi, 11001. Don't miss this chance to boost agricultural productivity in India. The Government of India, Ministry of Education, Department of Higher Education is seeking applications to fill the vacant position of Director at the National Institute of Technology, NIT, Uttarakhand. The position offers a fixed pay of ₹2,10,000 along with a special allowance of ₹11,250 per month and other applicable allowances similar to those provided to vice chancellors of central universities and directors of other centrally funded technical institutions, CFTIs. The director of NIT is expected to have a proven administrative, teaching and research background, including significant experience in research guidance at the PhD level, along with leadership qualities. The appointment will be on a contract basis for a term of 5 years or until the attainment of the age of 70, whichever is earlier. Eligible and interested individuals may apply online at www.nitcouncil.org.in. The online application window will be open from 8/5/2024 to 7/6/2024. Until 12 midnight. Both dates are inclusive. For detailed advertisement and other necessary informations, kindly visit http://education.gov.in and www.nitcouncil.org.in. RailTel Corporation of India Limited, a Mini Ratna Category 1 public sector undertaking under the Government of India, is seeking applications from Indian citizens for the position of Executive Director, Group General Manager at Corporate Office, scale 1,20,000 to 2,80,000 E8 level / IDA. The prescribed performer for applications should be submitted via post to this office by 6 p.m. on the 21st day from the date of the vacancy notice published in Employment News. The detailed notice and application form can be accessed at RailTel's website at https://www.railtel.in/careers.html under the Current Job Opening section. Ircon International Limited, a Navratna CPSE under the Ministry of Railways, is looking for talented professionals to join the team on a contract basis. The openings are for a manager, work engineer and site supervisor in the electrical field. Ircon is hiring for all the three positions. Manager Electrical, this position offers a pay of 60,000 rupees per month, one vacancy available for an OBC candidate, specifically for posting in Odisha. To qualify, you need a full-time bachelor's degree in electrical engineering with at least 60% marks from a recognized university institute approved by AICTE/UGC. Additionally, you should have a minimum of 5 years of experience in electrical construction, procurement, installation, testing and commissioning in Indian Railways, Metro Rail or Power Transmission/Distribution Utilities. The maximum age for this position is 50 years as of 1/5/2024. Second post is of Works Engineer Electrical. This role offers a pay of 36,000 rupees per month. There are 4 vacancies available in this: OBC 1, SC 1, ST 1, EWS 1. The qualifications required is a full-time graduate degree in electrical engineering with at least 60% mark from the recognized university or institute approved by AICTE or UGC. The maximum age for this position is 30 years as of 1/5/2024. The third position in IRCON is Site Supervisor Electrical. This position offers a pay of 25,000 rupees per month. They have one vacancy available for an OBC candidate, specifically for posting in Chhattisgarh or Assam. To qualify, you need a full-time diploma in electrical engineering with at least 60% mark from a recognized university or institute approved by AICTE, UGC. You should have a minimum of 1 year of experience in electrical construction works. Experience in railway, OHE, power supply, SCADA, E&M, electrical utility diversion is preferred. The maximum age for this position is 30 years as of 1/5/2024. Interested candidates can find the detailed advertisement and application process on the website www.ircon.org. This is a fantastic opportunity to work with a leading public sector company and contribute to major infrastructure projects across the country. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.